That is the fate awaiting every one of you who insists on going to live in Egypt. Yes, you will die from war, famine, and disease. None of you will escape the disaster I will bring upon you there. The people of Judah asked Jeremiah to go to God and ask him, what shall we do? What's our future? We are a small remnant. What do you want us to do? So Jeremiah went off and spoke to God and came back with this message of stay here, stay where you are. And then continuous warnings, which you've just heard in the reading, of if you go to Egypt, if you disobey what I've now told you, since you've asked me what to do, this is what is going to happen. And like I said, it's repeated and repeated. If you are determined to go to Egypt and live there, the very war and famine you fear will catch up to you and you will die there. That is the fate awaiting you. Every one of you insists on going to live in Egypt. Yes, you will die from war, famine and disease. None of you will escape the disaster I will bring upon you there. And this is repeated so many times. Just God has just told them quite clearly, stay where you are. And that's what I want you to do. It might not seem right in their minds. It might seem easier to go to Egypt, but disaster awaits for them there. It's not in God's plan for them to go there. And this is, yes, this is the Old Testament, and this is for a specific time, but we can still take those principles of asking God, what do you want me to do, God? And I always say to people, it's one of the most dangerous questions to ask God. God, I'm here for you. I want to bring you glory. I want to bring many people to come to know you. What do you want me to do? And all God needs to tell you is once. Go here, do this, stay there, whatever it might be. But then we might think, well, you know what? It's better if I go there. It's better if I do this. That's not in God's plan. There's going to be no fruitfulness from there. You know, there might be some fruitfulness, but, you know, that's the graciousness of God. But it's not going to be where he wants you. He knows you. He knows your personality. He's giving you the gifts and talents. He's put you, perhaps, or he's going to send you to the place that he knows that you're going to be most effective, not for your glory, but for his glory and to bring many people to know Christ. And it's the place that he is calling us to be is where we will be most fruitful. Yet if we, like the people of Judah, and God warns against this, as I said so many times, say, you know what, my plan's better. You know, I think I should go and do that. I don't like your plan, God. I have to give up this, or I wanted to go there, or I wanted to do this. I will go and do what I want to do. It's going to be disastrous, especially for us today. It's going to become about us. You know, we're going to put God aside and we're going to say, you know, I can do this. In fact, God, I can do this on my own. You know, that's the worst consequence of our own actions. But when we're working with God, when we're working with the Holy Spirit, and perhaps our reaction could be because we're going to do something or to a place that we don't really want to go, but God knows you're the most effective person there. You are the absolute right person to go to that place at this time. And he knows that. He knows us better than we know ourselves. He knows the situation. He knows the context. He knows the area. And he knows exactly the right person to put in that place. And it could be you. But we can think differently. But what it is about trust and obedience. Trust and obey, as that famous hymn goes. But that we trust in God and we obey him, especially if we've asked him the question, what do you want me to do for your glory, God? So let us be brave. Let us ask that question and let us trust in God and be obedient, even when it doesn't feel right for us. If we trust and obey and do what he's calling us to do, we will see the fruitfulness come and we will say, praise God. Thank you, God. Thank you that I listened to you, because this is amazing. How could I have ever done these things for your glory anywhere else? And I think we just wake up praising him every day for that. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we do ask that question. What do you want us to do? Where do you want us to go? Lord, we ask it in confidence because we trust, and we will, when you call us, obey. Amen.